plate a potential nugget.
And in the work I do, Venkat, when I work with leaders in transition, they often hit a point around midlife where, as you rightly said, in the context of some of your batchmates, they achieve a certain material comfort and they want to give back to the society, but often struggle to find the right mechanism. So in your experience, how should people think about giving time, money and attention in no particular order? But where are some of the common areas where people trip up in the way they end up giving versus how they should actually think about giving?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest challenge for a lot of extremely successful people is time is a hugely short commodity, right? And so therefore they start by giving money. It gives you some joy, so you can give a little bit of money. But my biggest learning is beyond a point, money is not going to make a difference. And after the point, you'll start getting frustrated that, you know, you're giving money, but kuch ho nahi raha. It's only when you actually start getting involved with your time that you actually start seeing the nuances involved, the difficulties involved, the challenges involved. And you start enjoying your giving. Writing checks brings no joy. But actually volunteering your time, and volunteering does not mean you're going and teaching a child or anything like that. You could be sitting and helping the NGO talk out its communication plan. You could be helping them put together a financial management system. It's anything that you could be doing for an organization. But you're part of the solution, right? You're not just sitting outside the box and, you know, giving gyan to somebody else. And I would say that if people can invest however much little time they can, so, and you know, a lot of people might think that, you know what, 2 hours a week is too much time for me to be able to set aside. I can afford to give away 50,000 rupees more every week instead of those 2 hours. And my point to you is, if you can give only 50,000 rupees a week, then sure, give only 50,000 rupees a week. But I would rather that you get 25,000 a week and 1 hour of your time. And I can assure you the impact of that is far higher. Far higher. Right? Because, I mean, let's face it, right? If whoever is paying you 25,000 rupees a week or whatever, an hour for your time, whether it's a McKinsey or any other, you know, company that you're working for, they're not idiots, right? And they're paying you 25,000 rupees an hour because the value add you're bringing to the table is much more than that. So why do you devalue your own time when it comes to working in the social sector? In fact, here the impact is far higher, right? Because, you know, whatever you do, there is no proprietorship, there is no intellectual property restrictions. So any value that you add has the potential to get scaled manifold as compared to in a business or a private sector kind of an organization. So I think if people could somehow find it in them to say, I'll give a little time, and balance it. Don't do only time. I think it's great to do only time. But, you know, most NGOs will not value you if you give only time. So I think it's useful to give a combination of time and money. So for a lot of people who have, I think if you're not earning and you don't have money, then please give time. I think that's extremely valuable. But if you have both, I would say do the right combination of both. Give some amount of time, at least, you know, 2 hours a month, 3 hours a month. Start with something as small as that. And then, you know, I don't have to say anything. If you start with 3 hours a month, you will eventually get sucked in. I have enough friends who started with a couple of hours a month who are now doing 20 days a month of volunteering.
But the other reason I ask, Venkat, is, you know, there's also the other chain of thought, which says that if I want to make a difference and make an impact, but let's say I'm in a place, let's say I'm a private equity investor, and I'm able to multiply my money at a certain accelerated pace, maybe I sort of build that up and then probably donate a larger corpus, which can move the needle in a bigger way. How do you think about, does that come up in your conversations about that trade-off?
Yeah. So I, you know, one of the things Mohandas Pai said to me long back, about 10 years ago, has stuck with me for a long time. Very, very interesting thing. So Mohandas Pai said, corpus is the capitalization of misery.
Wow. Right?
Very interesting thing to say. And that stuck with me for a long time. So, you know, you can do very simple math on this. The social return on investment for even inefficient nonprofits is at least 4 or 5 times higher than the highest returning for-profit investments. Right? So the average social return on philanthropic investments is somewhere in the order of 6 to 9 months payback of capital. Right? And I'll illustrate with a few examples. A cataract surgery for a slightly old farmer in a village. Right? Buddha ho gaya, mid-50s, early-60s, both eyes cataract, can't work in the field. Right? Cataract surgery cost is now 2,000 rupees. Earlier much lower, but now 2,000 rupees. Can't afford it, doesn't do it. Winds up doing all kinds of other stuff, gets paid 30 rupees a day, 20 rupees a day, doing this thing, gets dejected, gets ill-treated at home, everything like that, right? You get this guy a cataract surgery, he will start earning 3,000 rupees a month at the barest minimum, even in a village, incrementally, over the 30 rupees a day he was making. 2,000 rupees payback is 3,000 rupees a month. What is that ROI? Show me any bloody investment will give me that ROI. I'll make that investment tomorrow. I put all my cash into that fund. If anybody gives even 1/4 of that return, right? Or you take schooling for a child, right? A good child schooling, 10 years of schooling, cost you about 2 lakhs or 3 lakh rupees. Very good schooling, not the fancy private schools. But at the very least, it will put that kid on a incremental 5 to 10,000 a month earning journey or even higher. Again, look at the payback. I'm spending 2 lakhs and earning 10,000 bucks a month more, it's like a 12-15 month payback. And this is a long, you know, it's not even 5,000 a month more for the rest of my life. That gap keeps growing if you look at it, right? If I'm a plumber for the rest of my life versus if I'm a, you know, even an accountant for the rest of my life.
The NPV is very, it's a different order of magnitude, right? As you said.
Correct. Yeah. So any social impact. And, you know, so this is something that we keep discussing even in our Living My Promise group. And I keep asking myself the same question, which is that, you know, money, you know, if I put money in somewhere and invest it and it gets me 12, 15, even 18% return on investment, you know, there are people getting hurt today. If I put all my money to use today, the return to society is far higher than if I compound it at 20, 30, 40%, 100% per annum, right? And then give away a much larger pot later on. The problems would have multiplied so much more. If I put a kid through good schooling today, the next several generations of that kid's family are going to be great, right? Their healthcare issues are going to get sorted, a whole bunch of things. Their, you know, their outlook to life is going to be better. Their financial discipline is going to be better. So many other social outcomes that will come out of it. 30 years I don't give and I just keep accumulating it into a corpus. The problems are actually multiplying at a faster rate than your compounding rate is.
Very interesting.
And so therefore, giving away today is the best thing to do. Of course, like I said earlier, everything you put in a context. So the direct therefore question to me is, why haven't I therefore given away everything I have? And the answer is because I'm trying to bring about specific change in some areas and I don't have. So if I could, I would do that. Actually,
so that goes back to the point.
If I had a scalable solution to do what I'm trying to do today, I would spend all the money today.
Fair.
Not coming out of any insecurity or anything like that.
Fair.
And one of the things I did do in COVID and a bunch of other people I know did, many friends, we stepped up our giving significantly. So I kind of met my full year's giving target in the first 1.5 months of COVID this year. So gave far more than I was expecting to give in all of this year. In the first 2 months.
Coming back to Social Venture Partners, the organization that I'm associated with, I guess what's been fulfilling is that it seems to be a healthy mix of time and money in the way we engage with the selected NGOs. We pool in a certain financial contribution from each partner and then choose how to deploy the corpus. And that's a structured process where we evaluate several organizations. Once we pick a few, we then have teams engage with some of these organizations. And this is like a combination of venture investing and management consulting at some level. The fact that you're in the company of several other like-minded people makes the journey even more rewarding, apart from the fact that you're deriving fulfillment from your contribution to the NGO. If you want to know more, do email me at deepak.jayaraman@transitioninsight.com. I'm happy to connect you to the right person, depending on the geography you live in.